Well, I'm speaking to Alexander Copper. Alexander is a graduate of Adelaide University, but he's working over in Cyprus, and we're speaking to him there. There's an interesting development that might impact the Australian wine industry. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Alexander.
Thank you.
Now, just explain to the listeners exactly what you're doing and what ultimately this might mean for the Australian wine industry.
So this is part of my PhD project where we're investigating some indigenous Cypriot grape varieties, two in particular, a white variety called Xinisteri and a red variety called Merithefticos. Cyprus has a very hot, dry, almost Middle Eastern type Mediterranean climate, and for Adelaide in particular, it's very similar in that it has very long, dry summers and wet winters. So we suspect and hope that the indigenous varieties are well suited to Australian conditions and able to produce grapes with very low inputs of water. So in Cyprus, most often they're grown without any irrigation, and we're hoping that that could be a possibility in Australia as well. If not zero irrigation, then minimal irrigation.
Okay. And so you're effectively preparing for further climate change, are you?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. And who happened upon these grapes? Is it something you discovered in your doctoral studies?
I was studying with a guy called Marcos Zambatos from Cyprus. He came to Adelaide to do his master's degree, and he had a presentation of some Cypriot wines from his family winery. Just got interested in the varieties from there. Came to do a vintage and discovered the particularly Xinisteri, the quality of Xinisteri and the ability of it to grow in really harsh, rocky, dry conditions, and thought that it would be fantastic for Australia.
Right. And do you have the backing of the wine industry, or do they even know about it?
In Australia or Cyprus?
No, in Australia.
Yes, I have a Wine Australia scholarship. So part scholarship is from the University of Adelaide. And then I have a top-up scholarship from Wine Australia, so they're very much behind this, and not only the Cypriot varieties, but other drought-tolerant varieties as well.
Okay, so give me a sense of the quality of these wines. Do you think they will suit the palate of the Australian drinker? Will they rate up there with some of the grand names of Australian wine?
So we did a consumer trial. That was the first part of my study for the PhD. Work has been published recently in a journal called InnoOne. We compared Xinisteri, the white variety, with some unwooded Chardonnay and Pinot Gris. The Pinot Gris came out on top, but the Xinisteri was close behind. The red variety, Merithefticos, we looked at Shiraz. I think only Shiraz from memory, yep. So we compared Merithefticos to Shiraz. So again, the Shiraz came out on top, but the Merithefticos was a close second behind it.
It was a bit of a mouthful, and I don't mean in the wine sense, just the name alone.
Yeah, Merithefticos. So we tend to shorten the names to Mara,
yep.
And Xinisteri, we shortened down to Xin or Zin.
Okay.
So it's easier for the Australian, the tongue to get around.
Right. So when do you think the rubber might hit the road, Alexander, in terms of a benefit to the grower and ultimately then to the consumer in South Australia?
So we'll be doing some further trials this year at Adelaide Uni, and we need to propagate the material up to a commercial level. So potentially it could be 4 or 5 years away before we see commercial volumes out there. But we're hoping to have a good amount in the ground in the next 2-3 years and start to get the varieties out there and get people familiar with the names and the taste of them as well.
So is the actual produce of these two grapes, is that already available in the Australian market? Is anyone bringing in Cypriot bottles?
Not at all. There is a sweet wine that's used in Greek Orthodox churches called Komandaria. And in Cyprus, it's made using Xinisteri, but it's made like they sun-dry the grapes and make a sweet wine out of it.
Like a fortified almost, is it?
It's not fortified, but it's dehydrated to increase the sugar levels and increase the alcohol.
Okay. And is it going to be difficult to bring vines into Australia, or how are you going to manage that issue, the quarantine issues?
Yeah, so it's, we've just gone through the quarantine period where you provide quarantine services with 20 canes of each variety, and then they grow and select a few canes, and they test them for various viruses and other diseases. And at the end of the 18-month process, they hand you one vine in a pot, and that's how you start the whole propagation of that variety.
You only get one.
You get one vine at the end of it, yeah. So wow. We have one each of the Xenisteria and one each of the Marifetes.
So are they a bit phylloxera gun shy, are they?
There's a lot of viruses around, not just phylloxera, so viruses are a big issue, and that's something they want to rule out completely before they hand them over.
Okay. Now, apart from coping with increasing issues in the climate area, will this perhaps extend the grape-growing region of Australia into some of that harsher central part of Australia?
It potentially could do, and that's the next part of my study is to look at places it will actually grow. It could be that as temperatures continue to change, places like Barossa Valley may become less viable, and that's where these varieties might be able to step in and help those areas out. And yes, as you suggest, it may also mean extending into further areas such as southern Flinders Ranges or warmer climates with lower rainfall that are unsustainable for French varieties.
Yeah. I know that you've obviously chosen the Cypriot wine for a specific reason, in that you got some knowledge from another student, but would it not have been easier to see what Spain had? They've got quite a lot of experience in this hot climate wine, and they're sort of well-known, well-regarded, Rioja and things like that, aren't they?
Yeah, so Spain and Portugal and even southern Italy have a lot of drought-tolerant varieties, but particularly Greek varieties from Crete and the Cypriot varieties, the weather there is far harsher than the Spanish climate.
Right.
So we think that these will have a greater drought tolerance than the Spanish varieties.
Okay.
And there's plenty of people looking at Spanish varieties and Portuguese varieties as well.
Yeah, I thought that might have been the lots of research on those wines. Well, it sounds like a fantastic project, Alexander. Even if it is going to take you a few years to get it happening in the sense of any commercial quantities.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. The wines that they make in Cyprus have really come on in the last 10 years. The winemakers are starting to embrace the local indigenous varieties and making really good quality wines. So the hope is that we can do something similar in Australia as well.
So is it harvest there now?
It is, just getting towards the end. So funnily enough, the Xenisteria, the white varieties, is the last one to ripen. So that's being picked in the next week to 2 weeks. They should be able to wrap it up.
And are there other? Do they use a similar process to us in producing wine? I mean, do they take it straight into the winery, or is it lie in the field in like Cabernet maceration type of a process? What do they do there in Cyprus?
Well, it's pretty new world in their manufacturing process. They're very similar to Australian manufacturing. The only one, as I mentioned, is that sweet wine, the Commanderia, where they dry the grapes on drying racks out in the sun for a while.
Okay.
But otherwise, the winemaking techniques are pretty universal.
Well, I look forward to maybe reading a bit more about what you ultimately come up with, and hopefully seeing some canes in the ground once you've got clearance from quarantine.
Yeah, well, we have them at university, so it's the job of propagating them up now and, hopefully in the next few years. Produce
and
something.
How far off completing your PhD are you, Alexander?
I'm probably about halfway at the moment, so I've finished most of the experiments. We'll do another experiment at Adelaide this coming year, and then the writing process begins.
Oh, well, good luck with that. I wish you well, and I hope the wine drinkers of Adelaide initially appreciate what you're doing over there in Cyprus.
Great. Thank you for your interest. Thank you.